It's Wednesday, February 18, 2026. I want to thank you for joining the Hagmann Report on this day. A lot of news, of course. Wow. A lot of stuff going on. I always say that, I guess, but interestingly enough, you know, we have Tucker Carlson being detained in Israel, dragged into an interrogation room as some diplomatic sparks fly. You know, there's that. And of course, you know, more Epstein stuff. Always more Epstein stuff. It's endless. Les Wexner, of course, you know, claiming that or stating he's possessed by demons. No, look, that's not fake news. I mean, they all are. And there's so much more. With me, the first hour is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, teamhealthmasters.com. And second hour is going to be Sam Andrews coming up. So, Austin Brower, folks, if you don't know, Austin, of course, healthmasters.com, teamhealthmasters.com. Links will be in the program description box. Also, understand, too, with his dad, he also has the Ted and Austin Brower show. He's the other half of that show. And does a great job. I'm telling you what, it's an hour informational download. It's it covers the vast spectrum of all sorts of topics, but he's on top of things. So I want to bring him in right now. But he does have the radio show, and folks, you can go to Ted and Austin Brower radio show by way of Health Masters. The links are all there. It's kind of like a home base, and then you can go wherever you want, but they also have their own website. I want to bring you on right now and just ask you a question. I'm hearing rumblings about some upsets in Health and Human Services, RFK's department. I'm just hoping that this is not true. I'm hoping that we're not seeing things fall apart. Are you hearing anything about this, or what do you know?
Well, Doug, great for to be on the show, as always, my friends. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, going to HHS right out the gate. There has been, from my knowledge, there has been continual dissension in that entire agency from the beginning. However, a lot of the staffers have been cleaned out. A lot of individuals have been let go. A lot of people have been replaced. I don't know how much theater is actually accurate with this right now, but I have heard enormous amounts of problems back and forth due to the old kind of sector was that everything, from my knowledge, is what I was told, with HHS, dialed in the NIH, dialed in the CDC, because they're all interconnected, is that they were pretty much being managed by an unseen hand of the large pharmaceutical industrial complex. Huh. Pretty much whatever needed to be done, whatever needed to be handled, it pretty much they did what they needed to do to be, based on what the pharmaceutical company said. You know, the FDA, and I covered this last week, this is one of the first times the FDA actually came in and rejected a proposal from a pharmaceutical company for a new vaccine. And they said, this isn't even, these clinical trials aren't even legitimate. They did it for Moderna. It was one of the ones, and they were going with the new RNA, flu vaccine. Yeah. Sorry, I've been blowing around all day on these topics. I've been like hitting 50 different topics. So the RNA flu vaccine was basically submitted in, and FDA said, nah, dude, this ain't working no more. These botched clinical trials, this crap you guys are feeding us, because they've got new individuals in the FDA boards as well. And so, yes, I've heard a lot of rumblings. Whether or not now it's actually accurate again, or it's continuing, or they're just doing it theater to try to make everybody think there's continual compromise, basically people being compromised and or problems that are occurring in order to cause more confusion and lack of trust in it. I'm not 100% sure, but I do know there has been enormous conflict since RFK Jr. got put in that position, because he came in and cleaned a lot of house.
Yeah, I know he did. But, you know, about like the setup, these setups you hear about.
Yep.
I am so friggin' sick and tired of people talking, well, this could be like a 4D chess move, and just wait a couple more weeks and all these sealed indictments. Okay, shut up, sit down. And stay seated and stay shut up, okay? Because stop it. I don't believe. I'm just saying this. I don't believe, aside from a few within each department, I don't believe the collective intelligence is sufficient to even create a, by definition, a conspiracy like that, that would actually be to the benefit of our nation. I don't think they're that smart. I'm just saying. I could be wrong. I don't know. I look at the FBI, you know, which is kind of my lane, or the law enforcement side. That's my lane. And I look at these numbnuts. I look at, they're either pieces of crap, compromised, sold out, or they're DEI, typical DEI people. Yeah. So I apply that principle, frankly, in my daily life. Everyone I meet, you know, unless, I'll tell you what, I shouldn't say that, but it's getting to the point now where I'm sick of everybody. I'm sick of what I'm seeing. I'm sick and tired of no action, and I'm sick and tired of being poisoned. I'm sick and tired of being sick. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm grouchy, and I'm kind of pissy. You know, you have that effect on me, I think, because I know you're going to. I know afterwards you're going to go eat like 4 or 5 or 6 or 12 eggs or whatever. That's what he does.
I'm going to make 4 eggs when I'm done.
All right. So I mean, he does. I mean,
keep me happy, bro. Leave me alone. Don't take my eggs away from me.
All right. So okay. I'm done. I'm done with the purple hair. I'm done with the blue hair, the pink hair. I'm done with the nose rings. I'm done with the Me Toos. I'm done with the DEIs. I'm done with the blacks. I'm done with the Latinos. I'm done with the Jewish people. I'm done with the Catholics. I'm done with the non-Catholics. I'm done with the whites, the blacks. I'm done with you.
Doug, you need to go take a purple stick real quick, man.
You know what?
You're having a day today, aren't you?
I'm just barely hanging on with Lady. By the way, folks, Lady is, she's still hanging in there. She's having a rough time of it. But we spent the entire day getting her tested and testing and stuff. So I was with her. I held her paw the entire time. And here I am. So anyway, so yeah, Austin. Okay, so back to the topics at hand, Health and Human Services. Yeah. Okay. But, you know,
there's been a lot of changes. I mean, I have to say, from a positive standpoint, we've seen an enormous amount of positive changes over the last year, whether it comes to the food dyes, to the food pyramid, all these different topics with the vaccines. Now, there's been positive progress actually changing stuff that we actually signed up for, and I think that's what a lot of people are getting sick and tired of. To that reference is that, you know, these blind MAGA supporters, and again, I've been very supportive of Trump on a lot of topics, but we're getting absolutely zero of what we told we were going to get in a second.
Right.
I thought, you know, we have some, you know, semblance of something. We've seen nothing but a massive banking cartel behind the scenes of Trump doing everything. I mean,
we have the
Ministry of Peace, right?
Yeah.
Ministry of Peace put together.
Yeah.
Trump just came out, said Ministry of Peace put together.
What the United F is States, that?
We're going to be the first ones together. We're donating $5 billion. That's what they be, a big capital B. $5 billion we're putting up to the Ministry of Peace in order to help start rebuilding Gaza. Why in the F is that our responsibility as taxpayers to spend our taxpayers' money to rebuild a country that Israel literally demolished in the rubble under the guise of Hamas? And they said now, the Hamas has to be fully demilitarized, fully disarmed. They came out and said that yesterday. Here's the problem that nobody bothers to realize unless you have deductive reasoning, if you've dealt with contractors, you've done with, you know, international security contracts. I've got numerous friends that are still operators. And I talked to one of my good friends who used to do GRS contracting, which that's the CIA's brand of the basically contracts. And he was over in Benghazi not too long ago. All over the place. And I had a conversation last night. We talk about once a month, kind of get updates from him, tell him what's going on with health stuff. We share stuff back and forth. And I told him about this, and he goes, "What you don't understand, Austin," he goes, "you probably do, but most people don't." He goes, "If anybody in Palestine, man, woman, child, anybody is carrying a firearm, civilians, like anybody's carrying a firearm, they're automatically deemed Hamas from IDF. No evidence. No trial.
So shoot them, right? They're going to just
they shoot you. Crank." Okay. He said, "If IDF shows up and you resist, you don't immediately comply and get on the ground and put your face in the dirt, hands behind your back. You're deemed Hamas. He goes, if they find a gun in your house, if they find an AK that you stored, you're Hamas. If your wife is standing there saying she doesn't want to be raped by multiple IDF members, this is his words. He said, she's deemed Hamas. Anybody that does not immediately comply and fall prostrate on the ground and submit to IDF is immediately deemed Hamas. This is why they have thousands and thousands and thousands of detainees that they torture. In videos, this has been confirmed by United Nations dozens of times. And he goes, here's the problem. He goes, they want to make sure that there are no armaments, no weapons, no handguns, no rifles anywhere in Palestine so they can come in and control the entire narrative, rebuild it and own it, and then basically disperse the rest of the population that's there. He goes,
no, it sounds like the left here. I mean, it sounds like the left here. Look, it's not fair. Okay, now I'm not taking the side of Muslims because as far as I'm concerned,
I'm not either.
They can bite me and kiss my ass because they don't like they don't like dogs, and I want to, don't get me started there, okay?
All I'm doing is stating the facts. Now,
but you're right. I'm going to tell you something. You're right. The hubris behind it, what you just described, that's just – it's inhuman. It's absolutely inhuman. And
yes, they treated them like animals, like goyim. And that's the issue that I have with it. Is this isn't even a combat theater of war. We've been doing AI operations with drones for the last – we haven't, but Israel has for the last 2 years. And they call it theater. They call it war. There's no war. There's no war here with Hamas. It's called complete lies. There's videos you can watch of IDF coming in and putting demolition charges in schools after they clear the Palestinian children out and make them stand out in the sand by themselves, and they bulldoze and drop and explode an entire school because they said there's a Hamas tunnel underneath and they might have weapons there. Might have weapons somewhere. They leave the kids standing out with the teachers in the middle of the like desert in rubble. Oh, by the way, Hamas was here. It's complete. And now Tucker Carlson goes to Israel to meet with Mike Huckabee, do an interview. And he's promptly detained with his staff, and his staff brought him interrogation rooms to ask him all these different topics they brought up now. And so you can't even have an open journalist like Tucker Carlson go into a country to do free journalism without being detained and intimidated now because they don't want any of the topics getting brought up like this. This has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. This has nothing to do against Muslims or Israelis or anything in between. It comes down to human rights and decency and why the American population is standing back and saying, we're okay with the complete destruction, torture, and brutality of a other generation, of another population, because they deemed it so. Who deemed it so? Why are we supporting this? Why aren't we asking questions? And at the end of the day, why is it that they can do it, but anybody else that does it, it's automatically deemed a war violation, a human rights violation, crimes against humanity? Why is it rules for thee and not for me? That's the biggest problem I have with all of it.
I love it because you're consistent. And that's, folks, that's one thing that you and I, we've got to be. I mean, look, I'm not going to speak for the people who are listening and watching this, people in the chat, but here's how I feel about it. If you would not want to be treated like that, then don't treat others like that. Now, if they say, look, I'm going to kill you, or we want to exterminate you, that's different. Obviously, that's different. And there is that faction within that territory. Absolutely, 100%. But don't tell me a 6-year-old girl or, 5-year-old boy is radicalized or because they're victims too. We are all human.
And that's the problem with it. And then it's like, and now, and I covered it today on today's show, and I'm glad it's got traction because I covered it about 2 weeks ago. And now it's like it's exploding like an atomic bomb for good reason across all the public schools. Life Touch now is being banned from all these public schools across the entire country. Texas, Michigan, Florida. I mean, the states are starting to rack up.
What is it? What's being banned?
Okay, Life Touch. Let me take a step back. I'm moving real quick today in my head, and I'm not saying everything I should be saying. So Life Touch is the primary photography contractor of the public school systems almost nationwide. They're the ones that are usually hired by basically the Department of Education, Life Touch, to come in and do photo ops, yearly school book photos for everybody. You know, photo day. Remember that today for your yearbook photo. You got a cool outfit. You put your hair in a stupid way that you thought was cool back then, but it looks dumb 10 years later. And you get your basically yearbook photo. You get your school photos. Well, it's come out now in the emails very clearly that LifeTouch, which was essentially owned and managed by Apollo Management Group, who the CEO of Apollo Management Group was Leon Black, who's been listed regularly now in the Epstein files, in the emails, and was advisor to Epstein on his primary financial matters, especially his real estate. So Leon Black managed everything for Epstein. Leon Black is the CEO of Apollo. Apollo owns LifeTouch. And they've taken this back now, and they're finding out now that LifeTouch was opening access pretty much to the entire public school board photo op, school day, class photos, which goes into detail on how, think about this for a second. You've now got one major company doing all the photos for all the kids across the country. You have their name. You have their address. You have their school. You have their school district. You have their location, where their parents are, which is also their address. You have all the information on every single child in the public school across the entire country and their photo, and it's being managed by a company, by a man that's also handling all the financial matters for Jeffrey Epstein. And everybody's going, is this coincidence? Hell no, it's not a coincidence. This is not a coincidence at all, dude. This is, in my opinion, and from what I've talked about, I called up one of my sheriff buddies today, Polk County Sheriff's Department, great guy, SWAT team leader. I said, what do you think about this? And he goes, well, we can't really tie all this together in a neat little bow yet. He goes, but deductive reasoning pretty much is telling us from pattern recognition that we've seen with other child pedophiles and child traffickers is that basically they were using photos as they needed such with the child's name, information, location as a menu. And this is what it appears to be. We can't necessarily prove all this because we're not, this isn't to the point where we can actually prosecute it. But if we had to bet, looking at other profiles and other pattern recognition from child trafficking, that's exactly what this was on a national scale with LifeTouch. So now Texas, Michigan, Florida, like all the major public schools in these states now are banning LifeTouch from being involved, and they're getting private local companies now to do all the photos for the schools in these areas now because parents are pitching a fit. They're going, so you're telling me this company has my child's photo every year as they age with their name, with their age, with their location, with their address, with their school district, with all their class information, allegedly. And nobody thinks that's odd that the guy that owns this company is working directly for Epstein and handled all of his finances for him. Nothing to see here, guys. It was a menu. That's what it was. Information as you may. Use discretion, though, because in my opinion, this wasn't a coincidence at all, Doug. No way.
So, first of all, okay, I get, folks, y'all get that, right? I mean, you can make that connection because obviously a lot of people with some really great law enforcement experience can't really connect those dots.
Called pattern recognition.
Well,
very easily.
Oh, heavenly. Okay. I don't know. What were the federal law enforcement officers doing in offices like the Department of Justice doing over the last couple of decades?
Exactly.
Okay. Are they walking around with their, Johnson in their hands and just, walking into, I'm just tired of this because this should never have happened. Go ahead, sir.
Well, my question is this, Doug. If the FBI has been sifting through all this information, they've had all this data. Clearly, they've been building a case from him from back in the 2000s all the way to having him charged in Florida where he's on house arrest for soliciting prostitution from an underage girl. I mean, he got convicted of that. It wasn't theater. That wasn't a joke. He got convicted of it.
The
FBI has watched
records.
All this shit. Excuse my language.
No.
And yet, they've been sitting around going, there's nobody to prosecute because he trafficked nobody to nobody.
You know what?
Really? The guy handed his finances to CEO of Leon Black, also owns the company LifeTouch, because all the photos for every child in the public school system across the country, and we're acting like that didn't happen now? The FBI didn't know it happened? Really?
Help me. Help me. Help me. Because, So, was there any... Do we have any information about whether that company, whether anyone dipped into the electronic well of that company for victims. Do we have
any proof? Did, Doug. It was open because remember, the company basically owned the rights to the photos, even though it was lighting for the people. This right. company owned all the photos. So all it took was someone to put a flash drive in, download any school district they wanted, and had all the information. It was on a closed circuit. All they had to do was come in and pay money to do it off books. This wasn't like it was hard information to access because it wasn't financial information. So it wasn't kept on these black servers that nobody could get a hold of. This is basically on files that LifeTouch carried. So, yeah, I guarantee you they did. This isn't something that's like it made it too easy.
Yeah, obviously, that would be like a central repository for potential victims. It, you know, a menu with photographs.
It's what it is. You know, it's just like we go through car magazine. I like this car with this color, with this spec, with this model. You all watch the movie Sound of Freedom. They literally show that in the film.
It's a menu.
Yeah. These fucking pedophiles want around. They want to take advantage of these kids. And I think everybody's reached the point now. There is no compromising this anymore. These files, these emails, what they've been doing, there's no compromising anymore. That's it. It's the rules of engagement are off. If these people are brought to light, if anybody we find is involved in this, especially down here in Florida, everybody's come to pretty much the sector on it. It's weapons free. It's done. Even law enforcement doesn't say it to me off the books, but they're pretty much saying this now, is that most of these guys are not going to be basically charged. That a lot of people are going to be handling this stuff on their own now.
But it's going to have to be that way. And that's how it is. I'll just say this real quick. Okay, probably about 40 miles from where you're sitting right now, about 40, 50 miles. We had a couple of members of our team that work child rescue cases, go into a club, observe underage activity in this club, okay, documented it on film using undercover equipment. We saw the infrastructure. We had everything. We contacted the FBI. I'm not going to say which FBI office. It was a female. Well, I'll tell you why. It was a female agent that was heading up that specific area, and she said, do not interfere. Do not touch this. Do not even get close to what you don't do what you're doing. Stop it.
There you go.
And we're like, and this was about 18 months ago. And it's so I called. I said, excuse me. Tell me you have an open investigation going on. We can't tell you that. But essentially, no, we can't tell you that. So if you think, folks, if you think that this is going to get handled, if you're looking for perp walks, if you're looking for whatever, you might as well, I'll tell you what, you might as well, you know, just go play with yourself because that ain't going to happen. I was going to say you can get an award because Austin's kids got a great award for a specific project they did at school, and I think it's great. And
they won at the church tonight. Yeah. At their local church. They go to a Baptist church. Yeah. And they had these little projects they did. And they had a good time with it. But, you know, I mean, even I know the pastor of the church, every single time there is any church in session, we always have off-duty detail in uniform with a marked car there. And we also have at least minimum two security contractors that are local, and they rotate out. They asked me to be one of the positions a while back ago, and I told them, unfortunately, I just didn't have the time. I would want to, but I would contribute to the funding as far as with donations and basically with my tithing and basically make sure somebody's in that position. Because I've learned a long time ago, if you want something done, I did the same thing in my school. You know, my school is basically private. Right? Yeah, they're private local homeschool co-op. And so I remember that before, one of the teachers, and I'm not going to name any names, but we had an open dispute with one of the team leaders at the school. And she basically continued to argue with me that there was absolutely no reason to have law enforcement there, that basically it was going to make the kids scared if there was a marked car and a sheriff officer there. And I said, that's a you problem. That's not a me problem. I'm letting you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to see if the other parents want to throw on me, and I'm going to hire a detail. And sure enough, that's exactly what I did. And I said, I'm going to hire. Hired them on my own contract with the sheriff's department. I got an open contract with them as far as if I ever need them. I have details here at the compound sometimes. Certain situations that have occurred in the past, I call them up. I'm like, hey, I need you 8 hours out by the gate all night tonight. We have an issue that's occurring. Sure enough, they're here. So I told them, I said, guess what? You guys got a contract at the school now. And I paid it out of my own pocket with multiple other parents we threw in. And one of the management of the school was like, well, you can't do that. And I was like,
the hell you can't.
Contraire, I just did.
Yeah.
And she goes, and then when she called up one day and she goes, well, some of the kids, the moms are, they're nervous. It's the sheriff here. I said, what officer is it? It's officer. And I said, I personally know him. Uh-huh. Hold on a second. Call him up. Hey, bud. I'm like, are you having any issues there with anybody like a little nervous? She goes, oh, no, the reception's been awesome. The kids are coming up to me. We're talking to them. They're actually getting photos with me. They love it here. Multiple moms have shown up to me and thanked me for being there, said they feel safe with me here. Oh, cool. Thanks, brother. Called her back. I said, I'm sorry. I'm going to need more elaborate information on all the people that are complaining because I just had a call with them. Oh, well, it was, you know, I don't want to get into that. I said, you don't want to get into it because it was a bold-faced lie. I said, don't try this game with me. You will not win. I said, I'm putting too much money into this because I want my kids safe. This isn't a compromise that I'm going to do here. And sure enough, now we've got security contractors there. We have sheriffs on and off. The whole school's willing for it. They all loved it. And I'm sitting there going, why did you have to be that? Why do I have to be that guy? Why do I have to act?
But you know, thank you for being that guy. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this broadcast right now and you've got grandkids in school, you got brothers, I don't care how old you are. Do that. Go arrange the security for who your grandkids, your kids' school. Do that. That's your job. Okay. I mean, make that your job. And you know what? Screw these people's feelings. Just look around you.
No, yeah. That's the thing. That's my question. I'm like, are you at the school, woman? Are you going to get in a gunfight if somebody comes to that front door? My kids are there. I say, because I'm not there. I'm on podcasts. I'm on other shows. I'm traveling. I can't physically be the protector. Are you going to get in a gunfight if somebody comes in that school? Well, I don't like guns that much. She said, then perfect. Then sub it out. That's what law enforcement is for. They're trained to operate, so you don't have to. This is an easy fix, woman. It doesn't have to be a conflict. Well, sure enough. So I won that battle. I will not back off that battle. If I cannot physically be there to take care of my kids at a school, which I can't all the time, I'm going to make sure somebody does that's qualified and knows what they're doing. And I think that's the problem sometimes is you get some of these people, and I'm not picking on them, but some of them grew up real nice. They didn't get in fights when they were younger. They lived in this ivory tower. Their parents fed them with a silver spoon. They had all these fancy little things. They never got in fist fights. They've never had guns pulled on them. They've never had knives pulled on them. And they live in this little Pollyanna world. This will never happen here. Nothing bad ever happens because it's all perfect. I'm like, yeah, maybe the world you grew up in. I was like, this is the real world, lady. People get shot and gutted in this county all the time. This is Florida. This is the Wild West.
So they're the Gators.
What is with the gators and the meth heads and the rattlesnakes and the water moccasins? Something's going to come after you at one point in time, unless you just grew up in, like I said, some ivory tower. And so that's the point that I constantly tell everybody is if it is to be, it's up to you. Make it happen. Do what you can and get other people involved if you need to. But our children's protection is absolutely crucial right now. And on top of that, what you can do, and it doesn't cost a lot of money, and I talked about on the show today, is you can make sure your kids are staying healthy. And they're staying mentally strong. And they're staying acute and understanding on doing things. Get them in defensive techniques as well. Put them in jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu and combat fighting, combat sports, are one of the most effective things you can do for one's children. It builds integrity. It builds discipline. It builds confidence. It builds real-world apparatus you can apply every single day in the event that something happens, especially young boys. There's nothing worse for a young boy to grow up into a young man as a teenager and never understand or have the ability on how to defend himself or his mother or his sister or his girlfriend. And he walks around the world scared like a little child his entire life. He's a grown adult. He feels like a child. He has no ability to operate or do anything. That is a pathetic place to be in your life. And in most cases, that's the parents' fault for not getting their kids and training their young men, especially on how to be real men. And on top of that, keep them healthy. Keep their blood sugar under control. Don't let them get obese. Exercise.
Especially that.
Exercise, man. Get them outside. Get them off the stinking iPad. Go put them on the monkey bars. Go put them outside with a bicycle and say, hey, build a dirt ramp. See what happens. What are they going to do? Break a wrist? I mean, been there, done that. I don't know how many times. Ankle, wrist, collarbone. I raced motocross for 10 years. I'm still alive, still pushing hard. I don't recommend motocross. That's a bit.
Hey, remember the 10-foot metal slides that got to be like, 200 degrees in the sun?
Don't get on them at four in the afternoon in Florida. You will lose the leg skin on your body from the heat.
There you go. Yeah. and riding your bike without a helmet, riding in the back of a pickup, riding in a car without a car seat. Don't tell Eric this, because I hope he's not listening, but I took one of the kids, I'm not gonna say which one, without a car seat, because number one, what the hell, what these car seats are like, you have to have like a 50 page friggin' instruction manual.
No, they're ridiculous, bro.
And second of all,
the last one we got for Stetson, I'm like putting it in the car, and I'm smart. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, what the heck is this apparatus? There's this goes here, this. It's like all these different things. And I'm like, all right, man. I'm like, this is on you. I said, I'm about to break this thing.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be indestructible. It's a car seat, right? I'm about to break it. And I'm like, just handle this nonsense. I'm like,
I'm over this. Again, this is the convenience or the safety. This is safe. I mean, this is...
safe, but I mean, it's also safe, too, to wrap your child in full bubble wrap when they walk outside.
Yeah.
You can always tell the kids, I always joked about this as I've gotten older, you can always tell the kids that didn't grow up around here, because nobody ever knows what it's like to have to turn the water hose on in the afternoon and let it run for a minute before you drink out of it, because the doggone water comes through that black hose so stinking hot in the afternoon.
Oh, man.
You drink the first thing of water comes out of that hose, you will burn your lip skin off. And you can always tell the kids that never had to do that. They're like, ooh, look at this. Look at that. They grow up to be adults that, well, we see how they grow up as adults now. They have no common sense, no conquer rational thought. You do that one time in Florida, nobody ever has to tell you not to do it again. You flip the hose on. Oh. You let that water run until it hits that well line and it gets through that, and all of a sudden you got some nice cool water coming through. That black hose at 4 in the afternoon in August.
Amen.
That will change your life, boy.
I'll tell you what. And look at me. I ate lead paint chips when I was a kid. I mean, what's wrong with me right now, right?
I still remember this day when I found out what an electric fence was. We had electric fence with cattle in the back of the property. And I remember, growing up, it's like, don't touch this electric fence. Don't touch it. You'd see dad turn it off
one
part.
Yeah.
And one day I'm running. And I'm like, not thinking in my head. I'm like, I'm going to jump through this electric fence. And I was young, but I don't think I was like 4. And I remember I tried to jump through it. Man, it caught me in the chest. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I never did that again.
I'll tell you what.
That's what that does when you touch it.
I mean, through stupidity, I've been tasered. I've been I actually tasered myself once. I actually hit myself with a stun gun. I've been maced inside a vehicle. Okay. But you know what? I mean, as a child, you're going to learn from those mistakes and. Please allow them to learn, as long as they're not drinking like bleach or eating Tide Pods. You get that?
Yeah, okay. Tide Pods. That was that was the pinnacle of when I really started to lose faith in the younger generation.
There you go.
It's a TikTok trend to eat Tide Pods, and I'm like, I did a lot of really silly stuff when I was a kid. We're jumping out of tree forts on ropes 30 feet in the air. It never came to my mind to go in the laundry room and be like,
"Yeah, what would you?"
Just looks exciting to eat on,
right? I mean, what does it take, or what doesn't it take to actually go in and grab a Tide Pod and consume it? It's ridiculous. But folks, what's not ridiculous is Health Masters. Get your kids right now the Ultimate Multiple Chewables and make sure they're on a good regimen of nutritional supplements at Health Masters, healthmasters.com. Please do that. And if you're not doing that yourself, you should be. Look at the products of the week. Look at the specials they have. Look at the bundles. Look at the variety. And I have gone through, and I haven't personally had them tested, but I know they've had them tested, lab tested for quality. It's 100. Look, you're not going to find better quality out there than Health Masters. So please do me a favor, do us a solid, and get your nutritional supplements from Health Masters. And you get what you pay for. So if you're paying $5 for 120 tablets,
get what you pay for, Doug.
Yeah, exactly.
You're spot on. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I've had this conversation with so many people. It's with anything. You generally get what you pay for. Quality over quantity in most cases, especially with stuff you put in your body. You're like, our D3 is on sale right now for parts of the week. Our D3 10,000 K2. I put a huge discount, like 20% off. You know, so I eat most of my margin up on there. But that, I discount that product so much because it's so important. There's an article just came out here, and I sent it to Eric. It says vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, has notable benefits. And it talks about now how so many people, nearly a quarter of the population, is insufficient or deficient in vitamin D3 blood levels. A lot of people don't bother to test them. Doctors don't bother to test them.
You got to.
It talks about here in the article. Yeah, fatigue, bone and muscle pain, muscle weakness, cramps, mood changes, bone loss. Vitamin D is essential to all these things. It talks about the benefits of it here, what happens to your body when you actually start taking it, and how it actually reduces issues with diabetes, how it can help out with cancer. And again, I'm not making any claims. What this article says here that I sent to Eric, and it talks about basically mortality rates, cognitive decline, autoimmune disease, asthma. All these issues go up with lower levels of D3. And then there's an article that I posted on the website. Actually, Harrison wrote it for me. Brilliant writer. He's a prosecuting attorney up in Tallahassee, a good one, actually, that really, really uses his brain. And actually, I personally think actually helps society a little bit better. The guys that need to go away for a long periods of time, he ensures that happens. The people get wrapped up in petty law enforcement disputes over stupid stuff that really shouldn't even be in there. He pretty much tries to plea bargain out with next to nothing. Be like, dude, don't do it again.
Is he federal or state, if I could ask?
State.
Okay,
state
good.
Right now. He wants to go federal next. And he was like telling me the other day, this guy came in. I digress from vitamin D, but I'm going to talk about his article he wrote in a second with magnesium and D3. Sure. I sent that to Eric. It says, new human trial reveals magnesium directly controls vitamin D activation. So stay tuned in a minute. This is a really good article he just wrote, just came out. But this guy got arrested his fifth time on a DUI. At this point, he's without a license. He has no license. He's driving his friend's truck at 90 miles an hour down the interstate, drunk, weaving in and out traffic, and he gets pulled over. And this is his fifth arrest down a DUI. And Harrison told me, he was like, he's done. Yeah, he's done. At this point in time, he does not need to be out in general population. He needs to stay incarcerated. I mean, at the first time was enough. Second time, stupid decision. Third time, you got a problem. Fourth time, bro, you're an idiot. Fifth time, you just don't really need to be in society anymore. You're a problem. You're a serious problem. And so he's told me some crazy stories, and I mean, you know most of the same ones. Yeah. When you start, there's always a gap in society where you have the people that they're just habitual offenders that they don't care. They will rob, steal, cheat, kill. They don't really care about anybody in society. You got the other ones. Sometimes they get wrapped up in stupid stuff, and it's like, dude, you don't need to be here. You know, go do some community service, slap on the wrist, get out of here, don't do it again. And so he's very good at determining those two things out with his experience to make sure the people that don't need to be wrapped up in the system aren't, and the people that just need to go away, they just go away to state and just be like, listen to something else.
Yeah, 100%. And if I can add too, the vitamin D levels are so important for you folks. Make sure, look, it doesn't cost much. And if you're covered by insurance or Medicare, it's really nothing. They don't charge it for, at least in my experience, to test your D levels. Make sure you get those tested because they're not going to do them on their own. And there's also a laboratory. I was going to send you this. I don't know whether you knew this or not. There's a laboratory that you can contact that will take an array of tests with your blood. I think for like $150. I have to get the details on it. I have the name. I just have to get the details on it. But it tests all the stuff that your normal blood test doesn't. But anyway, that said, continue, sir. I don't want to take time away from you.
Yeah, so. No, there's multiple places. If you don't have insurance to cover it or it just doesn't want to, there's one, I think, place like Persona Labs. You can order your own blood work, like every blood work in existence. A lot of times you get coupons. It's like $100, $150. You can order everything. And I've done it multiple times on there. You can test anything and everything, pick and choose. Again, it's not going to be free. It's not through insurance. But at the end of the day, if you are trying to look at some things, you monitor blood work. I try to get blood work done twice a year. I do every 6 months just to make sure everything's good. And it's usually perfect. But going into this article that I sent Eric, it says, new human trial reveals magnesium directly controls vitamin D activation and gut microbial physiology. The study was conducted on a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial involving 240 participants. And it goes on to say here, it's one of the most important discoveries that magnesium supplementation significantly increased the abundance of specific bacterial species in the gut that participate directly in vitamin D metabolism. Yep. In particular, the researchers observed two different types of bacteria, both of which are capable of contributing to vitamin D synthesis and activation within the intestinal environment. These bacteria are able to produce vitamin D precursor molecules and convert them into active metabolites that interact with vitamin D receptors in intestinal tissue, allowing the vitamin D to regulate cellular activity. Now, what does that all mean in English terms? It means that having proper amounts of vitamin D, proper amounts of magnesium with good gut health actually helps increase the absorption rate and bioavailability of D3, whether it's being made from the sun and you're actively making it, or if you're taking D3 in a bottle like the D3 10,000 K2. So magnesium and gut bacteria is crucial to vitamin D activation of the body. This is why I tell you magnesium is one of the most important nutrients you need in your body. I bring up all the time. That's why magnesium brain food works so good. It goes to the blood-brain barrier, the magnesium brain food, and on top of that, magnesium is used over 300 different biochemical reactions in the body. So if you don't have magnesium, all these things start to drop down in functionality and bioavailability, including D3. And it says magnesium regulates gut microbial stability, and it functions as a central regulator of vitamin D metabolism. Yep. Taking together these findings establish magnesium as a central regulator of vitamin D physiology. Magnesium determines whether vitamin D can be properly activated at the enzymatic level and whether gut bacteria capable of producing vitamin D metabolites can thrive. Without sufficient magnesium, both pathways can be impaired. This insight has important implications for supplementation. This is crucial. If you want to read more into this article, it goes into detail, too, on how it describes our Health Masters D3 10,000 K2, which provides D3 in a highly bioavailable form because magnesium is required for vitamin D activation. Ensuring the sufficient magnesium intake allows the D3 to be properly converted to active form. And remember, Ted's talked about it in detail. D3 is crucial to the macrophage, which goes in and fights different types of viruses. The D3 is what turns them on and controls the ability for them to be able to fight things. So when you have proper D, if you have something in your body, like say, for instance, COVID or the flu, the body has to have this D3 in order to fight it. And in order to have the D3 to be able to be enzymatic and absorbable, you've got to have magnesium. It's a multi-layered process. I actually learned something with this research study that came out last week in detail. I knew the two were synergistic, but I didn't realize it to the level of it when I started reading the physiology of how this works on here. And so, again, these are the articles we put on the website at Health Masters. We go into detail on these things, how they work, why they work. Because I'm the kind of guy, I've grown up, I like to know how stuff works to an extent. You know, if it's so bizarre and deep and wild and it's going to take years to research, okay, got that. I need it in a nutshell. But I like to understand it. And then I like to research it. Then I like to kind of test certain things out of myself with supplementation. Every single product I carry, I've tried. I've actively used. I've experimented with dosages. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've pushed my D3 levels up enormously high before with our 10,000 K2 on purpose to see how high I could get them, and then I'll let them taper back down. I try this stuff because I like to know how it works, because in real-world apparatus, real situations, people ask me, and I'm like, yeah, this is probably the range. If you're 200 pounds, adult male, this range, that's probably where you're going to be. And so with this, it's showing that you really need to be taking the magnesium brain food with D3 for maximum ability and maximum absorption, and has a synergistic effect all across the board. So exciting research. Love to find this stuff out. Makes me feel good knowing that a lot of the ingredients we carry are being shown more and more and more popular on how they actually work. Because guys, your body doesn't have a deficiency in most pharmaceutical drugs. Let's just be real. Drugs are there for an important reason when you need them for something specific. But at the end of the day, your body isn't deficient in them. In most cases, your body's deficient in certain nutrients, and then inflammation occurs that starts to skyrocket. And inflammation is the key root of almost all major diseases, whether it's inflammation in the liver with alcoholic or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, whether it's inflammation in the gut that reduces the ability to absorb. If it's gut inflammation, it's also going to cause issues with the brain-gut axis connection, how the brain works, how serotonin is produced. All these things are intertwined. It's crazy. Like, it's almost like God made us in a really, really unique way, unlike anything else that exists. You know, it's almost like we didn't come from amoebas out of the mud with a lightning strike. It's almost like there's a creator in the heavens and the earth, and he knew what he was doing, and he sent his son here to save us and try to give us some more ideology. Hey, this is probably things you need to do. Choose life, choose death. You eat unclean meat, it's going to cause health problems. You're going to have parasites. You're going to have all these issues. Don't eat it. You'll probably be a lot healthier. Choose life, choose death. That's your choice. Not going to make you do it. But I'm giving you the information, and I'm giving you this giant book called the Bible to follow and everything else in between. And so that's why I find this so intriguing. I love to find this stuff out. So if you've got information like that that you want to learn more on, contact us, call us, healthmasters.com. We're always here to help you guys. And thank you as well for supporting the Hagmann Report and keeping us on the show and supporting his show, forwarding the show, getting out there, my friends, because I've known Hagmann for well over a decade now, plus. And there's a lot of people in our media. There's very few people in our media like Hagmann and like us that are bringing you the truth and not being compromised. Because you'll hear some people bring up some topics, but then they start getting other topics, and it's like, ooh, don't bring that one up. Don't bring up that topic. Don't bring up that topic. Oh, we're not bringing this topic up. Nah, man. Me and Doug are equal opportunity offenders. I don't care if it's the truth. I'm going to bring it up to you. I don't care if it hurts you. I'm going to bring it up to you. That's what it is. I'm bringing the truth, and we bring it up every single day. You decide what you do with it, and you decide how you want to adapt and overcome and become stronger, faster, smarter, more direct, because I want everybody to be healthy. A healthier, stronger population is a harder population to control by a tyrannical regime that we've watched now allowing children to be abused for decades, and they knew about it. These emails are telling. The fact that the FBI had this documentation and nobody, not a single one, big fat goose egg, has yet to ever even be indicted or prosecuted involved in swine. And
Eric the Tech, I sent you a court document in a PDF file. If you just want, well, while Austin is talking about this, if you just want to show that too, because this was made known back in during Epstein's Florida trial. This was also the subject of the what Butler or Schofer or somebody associated with Epstein was trying to sell this particular book. This is a photocopy of the book, has names, contacts. These are contacts, okay? This is not like, John Doe got hooked up with, five-year-old Millie Smith, okay? No. These are just, there it is right there. The information's out there. It's out there. It's been out there. For the love of everything look, you can find this. If I can find this, this is not the, that's this particular copy does not have the, court marks, the exhibit marks. My apologies. But they're the names. It's no secret. Yeah, Trump's in there. But so are a lot of people that they're 90, 100. Look, it's a list of contacts. So this information and more is out there. Just saying. So go ahead, Austin. Continue, my friend, because you're on a roll, and I just want to stand back and listen to what you got to say, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it, my friend. You're spot on with this stuff. If anybody wants to believe this lie that they don't know what's going on, that these people haven't known, I mean, Pam Bondi said that she had the entire Epstein files on her desk. She said it, her words verbatim. Well, Pam Bondi, how the hell did you have 3.5 million pages sitting on your desk? That's 15 pallets.
This is a lot lopsided. Yeah.
That's 15 pallets. Yeah. I did the math on the other day. I actually pulled it up and Googled it too on top of it. And I was right. It's 15 pallets. 15 pallets. That ain't research. That ain't investigations that you brought up overnight on somebody. 15 full-size pallets of paper. It's crazy.
And how many terabytes what do you think the volume would be on just the images or the videos? The security videos alone.
There you go.
Look, do you think they released everything? No, they didn't. Are they going to? Hell no.
Bro, you got to think about this just for a second. All the setups, all the places they raided, he had immense security. Epstein was huge on security. I mean, he worked with Assad. He had security with all the stuff he was doing. Don't you think for one second that there's video footage and security footage of all the entry and exit points of all his buildings, his Les Wexner building he got in Manhattan, his giant compound out in New Mexico, all this stuff, right? You don't think there's any footage they found of the entry and exit points on all his compounds of people bringing in young girls, bringing in 10, 12, 13-year-old girls through there, of being on the property, of being on the grounds floors, of being around? None of that footage is available that they can't seem to find, and that nobody trafficked nobody to nobody. But it was enough that they needed to investigate 3.5 million pages of stuff with this stuff. You guys know.
I don't know, man.
Gonna be mad again. I'm gonna throw something over.
I'll tell you what. I think Bondi and that sheriff of Pima County, Nanos, should switch places. I'm just saying. You might as well. They're both paperweights at this point. And you know what else?
That's a good analogy. They are the paperweights.
I'm going to tell you what else really starting to piss me off. Okay. You're talking about Epstein. Okay. Look, I am not going to make any excuses. You got Bannon apparently figuring prominently in here. Okay. If that's the case and it's proved out to be true, you're dead to me. You're dead to me. Drop dead. Get effed. Okay. Get away from me. Stop breathing my air. Okay. Shit. That goes for anybody that has been proven beyond a reasonable doubt by court standard to be involved in Epstein affairs. If you knew or any time, look, after 2007, if you were dealing with him, you knew what he was. Okay. So that's on you. And stop speaking as a conservative or as a holier than thou Catholic Christian, whatever you might be, shut up and go away. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. So again, if it's proved that Bannon's been out there, hey, you know what? Shut up. Get off the air. Do yourself a favor. Resign. Snuff yourself out. I don't care. Okay. And it goes for anybody. I don't care what your name is. It's just the way it is.
You're spot on, Doug. It's to the point now where it's like, dude, the credibility has been completely lost. And so, one last article, I'm going to segue. Right. I have a good segue to spin off Epstein and all the people involved in it. There's a new study that came out now on beets. That's BEETS, beets, like the beetroot that comes out of the ground that I'm not a big fan of eating, right? But they're really good for you. The problem is, almost all the beets in the United States are usually sprayed with Roundup, and they're a root, right? So whenever they're sprayed in, the root absorbs everything they're sprayed with. Almost all the beets are contaminated with glyphosate here in the United States. Another reason why I don't really eat them. However, we found a company out of Germany that manufactures and does beet juice crystals. Real, true, raw beets, fully organic, certified, USDA and European Union certified to have zero glyphosate in them. They've been tested multiple times. They come in these big glass jars. Now, they're expensive. I think we retail them out for like $49 a jar. And we bring them in from Europe, not pay tariffs on them. Wow. But I digress. And we actually sent them off independently, tested them years ago when we first started carrying them. And I mean, they're as clean as they get. There are other brands that they sell on the market, and they're like, oh, they're organic beets. And A, they're not even beet crystals. There's some like dried up beet powder that's been all heat processed. They got contaminants in them. Half the crap comes out of China. And so this was the only company I could find that actually made a true, pure, organic beet with no contaminants. And now more studies coming out now, like I said years ago, 10 evidence-based health benefits of beets. Most people don't like to eat them, so the crystals or where it comes in at. They said beetroots are considered a super fruit. They help out significantly nitric oxide production in the body. They help out, now they're showing lower high blood pressure significantly, increased physical stamina, can actually help control weight and blood sugar. They said oxidative stress and inflammation leads to obesity. A study demonstrates that the antioxidant anti-inflammatory effects of beetroot noted is an important adjunct in the treatment of obesity, improves brain function, actually increases oxygen levels to the brain. This is their claim, prevents cancer. So the article that I gave Eric on here, they said that basically the antioxidants in there are so high that it actually fights cancer cells. It also promises for treating clinical pathologies associated with oxidative stress and inflammation, and improves digestion since they're high in fiber, massively reduces inflammation throughout the entire body, specifically the liver, and detoxifies and boosts liver function. It says when the liver's burdened and sluggish, the entire body can suffer. Healthy functioning liver can increase energy and boost overall health. It's a natural detoxifier that boosts liver function at the highest level. It's been shown to increase circulation, remove waste from the cells, deliver oxygenated blood to the cells. Beetroot affects the liver by reducing inflammation, oxidative stress, and also increases longevity. A 2019 study published in Journal of Nutrition, increased nitric oxide production from beetroot juice supplementation was shown to directly improve cardiovascular and cognitive functioning, both important factors for healthy age and longevity. So once again, we find out we have a food. If it's not been adulterated and sprayed up with Bill Gates, Monsanto, Bayer glyphosate that ruins everything it touches, these guys are just, I don't know why they can't just stop ruining things. Like, yeah, I don't understand that. It just annoys me. We got a clean one. You need it. We got a health master. We'll ship it straight to your door. You want VIP shipping, we'll ship it straight to you with the beetroots. But I want to cover that, Doug, today because it's kind of frustrating. So much stuff is contaminated now for no good reason.
Right. Yeah.
Really, it's no good reason. There's no good justification on it at all. Yeah. But we got to ruin it because we don't like it because God made it. Okay, that's what you're going to go with. That's what you're going to go with, Bill Gates. Like, God, he's just a pervert right beside Epstein. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, exactly. And folks, as much as I don't like, I mean, me personally, I don't eat beets. I'm repulsed by beets. Okay. However,
I don't like them either. I had to find a way to carry them and drink them. So I throw them in with my vanilla GHI and you don't even taste them.
No, which your organic beet powder, it really beats everything. I mean, yeah. I really like that. I mean, I don't like it. I like the fact that it's not overpowering, like eating that vile piece of whatever.
Yeah, eating cooked beets, man. My mom made me eat them when I was younger, never liked them. And then, like, the more research I kept doing, I was like, gosh, these things are doggone superfood. And the antioxidant, the liver support, all this stuff. And so, like, we found one company first, and we looked at them. They're okay. We tested them. Quality was subpar. And then I've got this company out of Europe, out of Germany, and these guys are like, because, you know, the Germans, they like to do everything in excess, including good things. They do everything really efficient. And so they're like, all right, if we're going to make beets, they're going to be the cleanest, highest quality beets, zero glyphosate, and they make them. They're crystals. They're glass. Clean as it gets. If you need them, we got them. And like I said, you really want to do a liver cleanse, throw those beets in with the GHI, and you'll be shocked at how much they detoxify in 3 to 4 days.
I'll tell you what, I actually like the GHI powder, and it works. It worked for me. It's working for me currently. And the way I tolerate the beet powder is to mix it with the GHI cleanse as well as some other things. Okay, yes, but... You don't. I can kind of maybe have a hint, but it's really more than tolerable because the GHI cleanse to me has got a very solid flavor. So it's all good. So folks, and I'll tell you what, the liver is important. I guess you need it. So so the organic beet powder that the Health Masters is good stuff. I like that. And I'm just saying, so it's tall to me. If I can eat it, then you can too. So, but shop at Health Masters. Shop, go there. Teamhealthmasters.com or healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com, shop, go there. And while you're doing it, listen to the Ted Nassenbrower Show. Is there a coupon code that people should know about at checkout?
I was actually just pulling that up right when you brought that up there, Doug. I was looking for it here. Yes, it's active. I got it active right now. I was double checking to make sure it's good on the new site. And DH5, give you 5% off all regular price products. The beet juice powder, that won't get you off on the D3 as far as discount on that. That product, I've skinned that product to the bone as far as I'm pricing for you guys. Okay. So you can make sure you have the ability because it's 10,000. So remember this. You don't have to take it every day in most cases. You got to get your blood work checked. Some people need high doses. Some is really low. Average for me, I keep my D3 around 60 on my blood levels, and I take usually one D3 3 to 4 times a week, sometimes less. In the summer, if I'm at the beach all the time, I don't really need it as much. But again, that's why it's good to know your blood levels. But we make the product strong, bioavailable, that you don't have to sit there and take a ton of them all the time. So it works really, really effectively to get your dosing where it needs to be and get your blood levels up so you can stay as healthy as possible. Because at the end of the day, my friends, if it is to be, it's up to you when it comes to your health. Nobody's coming to save you. You got to handle it yourself. And I encourage people, if you need information, you need documentation, you need research, you need the articles, we do them on the show. We got them on the website. It's there. I'm not even charging anybody for them. Never have. It's all there. I mean, I just need you guys to support the show, support the product, buy a tube of toothpaste if you can for us to keep us on the air. Same thing with Doug. It costs a lot of money to run these shows every day, especially live, especially the upkeep, especially all the server processing, everything. And so thank you all for supporting the show. We're fighting this together. We're going to keep bringing the truth. We're going to keep doing everything we can to make it possible to keep making change, to spread biblical principles, and continue to encourage one another to do the same. So it's been great as always on the show, Doug, and I love being on the show with you, my friend.
Man, I love having you. Folks, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, and the link will be in the program description boxes, plural, DH5 for 5% off at checkout. Folks, do yourself a favor. Get healthy. Stay healthy. And give the gift of health to the people you love, your children, grandchildren. Hey, but just do it. Do it. Okay, please. And Austin, thank you so very much. Appreciate your gift of time, and go eat your eggs now.
I am. I'm about to make 4 eggs, and then I'm going to head to bed and do it all again tomorrow, my friends. Have a great night. Have a blessed night, my friends, listeners. Doug Hagman, you're the man. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you again next time, my friend. All you guys, right, have a good evening.
Austin Brower, folks, information powerhouse. His show every day. My goodness, I don't listen to it live. I actually download it and then listen to it. I'll tell you what, it's just fast paced, like no other. His father, you think Austin talks fast? His father talks even faster. But the amount of information you get from the shows, wow, incredible. Sam Andrews, freedomtrain.net is his website, Freedom Center USA. That's his place of operation. There it is on your screen. Go to Freedom Train. That's Freedom Train, T-R-A-I-N, as if you're going to train yourself to be a good shot. Okay. As if you're going to train yourself with good habits, as if you're going to train yourself into being able to survive what's coming. FreedomTrain.net. There it is. Freedom Center USA with me, Sam Andrews. Sam, how are you, sir?
Doing just fine, Doug. How are you?
I'm okay. I realized after I sent you a communication, that was a mind dump as opposed to a simple. You asked a question that required a one word answer. Okay,
I do that a lot.
You know, and all of a sudden, I'm thinking I just sent him like a page of wow. So I apologize, but that said, I'm glad you're back. I apologize. I thought you were going to be on the entire show, and I realized that we had a schedule problem. So thank you for understanding, and I'm glad you're here. So where are we going to go?
I just want you to know that I read 2/3 of the way through your communication, and I thought we were talking about your wife. I really did. I'm not kidding. And then I got to the bottom. I was so relieved.
Well, so yeah, I'll take the mystery out of it. I was actually, this is just after getting my dog back, after going through all sorts of blood tests and sonograms. And, you know, I'm like 2 grand into testing alone. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it's really weird. Here's the bottom line, folks, is for those people listening. She's not making red blood cells. Okay, now, it's important that she's not making red blood cells. Well, she is a little bit, but not much. And that's one of the problems. So it's kind of like me, in a sense. Like, we're looking at my dog, Lady, and all of these problems she has. And the vet looked at me and she said, where do we start? I mean, you know, it's just a very difficult thing to really handle. But anyway, so that was to take the mystery out of it. So I had mind dumped on Sam Andrews, and I apologize. But anyway, over an unrelated question. So having said that, but thanks for reading that. But to you, sir, what do you want to talk about, man? There's so much going on. We can talk about things. I mean, what should we talk about?
Well, I got another question for you that requires a one word answer.
Okay.
And the question is, can you feel the good energy in the air?
No,
not yet, huh? So I can say this, no. Ukraine is now advancing in ways they never have against Russia. We are now in talks with the remnants of the Castro family in Cuba. Things are about to change there dramatically for the better, for the Cuban people and for the American people. The criminal thugs, murderers, and thieves that destroyed my friend's family when he lived in Iran, and destroyed a bunch of Iranian people's family, particularly Christian Iranians, They're about to get what's coming to them. We're not very far off. And so I'm seeing opportunities just abound everywhere. And Pam Bondi, I'm not sure a woman could open her mouth larger and stuff her own foot farther down her throat than Pam Bondi. That woman said, well, if we arrested everyone involved in the Epstein thing, the system would cease to function. It would break down. It would collapse, I think, is the word she used. And I'm thinking to myself, isn't that what we hired Trump to do? Was to collapse the corrupt system? I'm not scared. Why is Pam Bondi so scared of that? I think that's a valid question. Pam Bondi, why are you afraid of collapsing a corrupt system?
It should be collapsed. We should burn the whole friggin' place to the ground. It should not be allowed. You know something? Okay, you've got these demonically inspired, these demonically driven individuals in power. They're corrupted to the core. You want to, there's no chance of rehabilitating them. There's no chance of coexisting with them. In fact, coexistence would be sinful in my view. So we have to make a choice. In my opinion, we either decide we're going to clean house, or I mean, are they going to clean house, or do we have to clean house? But the house is going to get clean. Either that or burn the friggin' place down and rebuild it. I don't know. I mean, you tell me. But I'm striving to feel where that positivity might be feeling that positivity. I do see pockets of positivity, but to me, not enough to like change the course of things. I don't want to be like a black pill to people. I'm not that guy, but I know what I see. And I ain't liking it. It's kind of like the Guthrie crime scene, if you've been following that. It's a clusterfuck, okay? It was, from day one, it was a clusterfuck. And it, you know what? That's really the appropriate word. They screwed it up, in my opinion. But then I wasn't there. But just if my facts are right. You can't un-F that up. You cannot take that back. You cannot say, oh, my bad. We'll do it over. It's gone. So that's where I think we're at in many cases. But then I digress. So go ahead, sir.
I think what you focus on in the first 48 hours, if we're talking about that deal.
I'm talking about the entire thing. I just use that as an
really
example.
Important. The opportunities abound. You know, I've said before on your show, living in today's world is like walking through a minefield and picking up gold bricks. There's so much out there to improve the human condition. There's so many opportunities. And it saddens me to think that we're not really taking advantage of some of these, and we should be. We absolutely should be. And, you know, there are a lot of criminals that are going to get, you notice this Epstein thing has not gone away.
No, it's if anything, it's bigger. Gaining ground. Yeah.
Yes. It's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more Pam Bondi and Cash Patel try to cover it up, the more people demand transparency. And the more people that the criminals in Iran kill, the more citizens of theirs that they kill, the bigger the revolt comes, you know, and it took about 3 weeks to a month after they just started murdering people in mass. It took some funerals and it took some grieving and it took some processing. And now they're screaming death to Khomeini in the streets of Iran. I think that's astounding because, you know, just a few months ago, they were screaming death to America. They're not screaming that anymore. They're screaming death to
go. Yeah, but 30,000 plus victims later.
Yeah.
How many? I mean, that's 30,000 children, you know, moms, dads, brothers, sisters. 30,000 families changed forever.
It's heartbreaking.
It is. So
absolutely heartbreaking. And the ones that were standing up, were the ones that weren't radical Shiite. They were more godly, more tolerant people. They were the ones that were murdered. And it's no different. I mean, in America, it's the good police officers that are approachable, that want to help people. Those are the guys that allow someone to walk up to them and pull a gun and shoot them in the head while they're sitting in their patrol car.
Yeah.
You know, it's the good officers that pay the price. And it's the good people of Iran that have paid the price for a very long time. And I am super excited about what is about to happen, because evil gets what's coming to it sooner or later. You know, Hitler ran a long way. He got to the 90-yard line.
Yes.
He got down to the 10. Okay, he went 90 yards. But because he was so greedy and because he wanted to take on the whole world, Russia, Europe, and the U.S. at the same time, he eventually spread himself too thin and got destroyed. And that's, in a large part, what a lot of this evil has done. It has spread itself too thin. And we can now exploit those weaknesses and exterminate them. And I don't want to hear any of this. Oh, wars are bad. Wars, this, that, and the other. You know, I don't want to hear that. Okay. If you've never been to war, don't tell me about war. Okay. Don't even bother.
Okay? I agree with that. I'm not one to speak about direct military confrontation, except I don't want us to go into, you know, these forever bankers wars.
No, I don't either.
You know, I just don't want that. I don't. So,
but you know what? That doesn't relieve us of our responsibility to confront evil and defeat it. You know, yep. Eisenhower's war, Ike's war, was just what Hitler was doing and what Japan was doing, okay, was wrong. And they got what they had coming to them. Okay.
Let me ask you a question, because a lot of people are going to predicate their feelings and or their assessment on this. Do you believe that we set Japan up for the attack on Pearl Harbor? Do you think that we had foreknowledge of that attack? Do you think that we had
foreknowledge, Doug.
Okay. All right.
But we set up our own guys.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We compromised our own people. And that was a decision made by a guy named Roosevelt. That was at the very highest position. And he did that because he said, this is what it's going to take to wake the people up. And if we don't sacrifice a few Navy souls, we're going to lose the whole country. I don't agree with his assessment.
Thank you.
That was his logic. Whether you agree with it or not, that was how he came to his decision.
Which the same would go, I suppose, the same rationale would go for the atomic weapon. However, it kind of somewhat different, but the same rationale. You're going to lose, you know, some innocent, quite a few innocents, but in the totality of things, you're going to be saving more. But okay.
Well, that was the last president I can remember that decided to win a conflict.
That's true too. Yes,
and you know, it's forever. It's this stuff like Russia and Ukraine. It just goes on for years and years and years and years and years. And next thing you know, millions of people have been killed.
And you know, this Russia-Ukraine thing, the most recent stuff, or the since 2014, 2013, it's the same friggin' people. It's the Clintons. It's, you know, that Victoria Nuland. It's all these policymakers, if you will. And then extending into the Biden regime and the cluster that was. But yes, I bet a million. Think about this. Over a million deaths over there in Ukraine.
I know. If you've been to D.C., and this is probably one of the few times in my life where I was overwhelmed with emotion. Because I had emotion whipped out of me by my command sergeant major father. You were taught to keep control, keep your act together, and stay focused. Don't let your emotions get the best of you. That's the way I was raised in the late 50s, early 60s.
Me too, but for different reasons. Okay. Yeah.
And I can tell you this, when I got to the monument of the Vietnam vets, And I started looking for my relatives' names on the wall. And I started walking from the left end of the monument. As you face the monument, my left. Yeah. And I started walking, and I started looking at all these names on the wall. And I started walking. And, of course, the sidewalk gradually slopes down as you get to the corner.
It does. Yes, it does.
And the number of names gets taller and more frequent. And by the time I got halfway down that wall, I was just overwhelmed at the mass of the loss. And I found my friends' names. I found them, you know, 2/3 of the way down that wall. And I just started looking around me once I found the names and reading all of the names and just taking all of that in. I mean, what a brilliant concept is that monument, and what a tribute to those men who sacrificed everything. But it is overwhelming to try and take
sacrifice for what, my friend? Sam, to me,
I know there's a lot of detractors to the Vietnam War, but I had the privilege of serving under men like Dr. Chu, Assistant Secretary of Defense, Admiral Hall, Major General Hollingsworth.
Right.
And I'll tell you what these men told me. They said, what the American people don't know about the Vietnam War is that it completely taxed the communist governments of both China and the Soviet Union. And it allowed us to do things logistically and wind up on top in a very superior way, technology, because of the enormous resources it commanded from these other, the communist allies of North Vietnam. And there are a lot of problems with the Vietnam War. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there weren't big problems with it. But what I'm saying is that the average person does not understand the significance, the strategic long-term significance of fighting the Vietnam War and what it did to North Vietnam's allies, our two biggest opponents on Earth.
And I had no knowledge of that until I have an entire shelf of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 6 shelf. It goes to the floor to ceiling. So I have an entire shelf about the Vietnam War. And I did not realize what you said about how that impacted our larger enemies, the Soviet Union at the time, and of course the People's Republic of China. And then what happened? But was that planned?
That was part of the reason we found Vietnam so strategically significant, is we could suck their resources into this black hole called Vietnam and then outproduce them both from a technology and a total production standpoint economically.
Okay.
Wars are expensive. They drain resources out of the economy of the country that's fighting the war. And war is always the worst answer to any problem. It is the worst answer. But the fact of the matter is the way that we went about it, and this is why our politicians didn't want to win the war, because we were winning while we were fighting to a stalemate in Vietnam. We were winning the logistical war, which they felt was the bigger slice of the pie. And I'm not so sure they were wrong about that. And so when you look at it from the big picture, it was a win. Those men didn't die for nothing. Let me just say that. They put us in an economic and a technological and a strategic advantage for the next 50 to 60 years. Their sacrifice. And so it's not something that's small to me. It's something that has significant long term. And they put us in a position to go toe to toe with China on the AI race.
That was something I never saw coming, I have to say that. But yeah, okay.
And so as bad as it was, as horrific as war is, had we not fought that war, we would already have lost the AI race to China. And that would have been the end of the U.S. You know, God has blessed America in the strangest and sometimes most unknown ways imaginable. And if you haven't lived on the strategic side, with these flag officers and with these great military leaders, you may not see it from their perspective. But keep in mind, these guys, they go to war college, they got advanced degrees, they got IQs over 140. These are not stupid or foolish men. These are some of the most disciplined, intelligent, strategic, and cunning human beings that have ever walked in North America. And I respect their opinion greatly.
Hey, that's good enough for me in terms of, again, this is not my area. So I would defer to you, and all I know is what I've read, what I've studied, and it's pretty consistent with what you said, given the sapping of the resources from the Soviets as well as the Chinese. However, and now I'll ask you this: was Russia, Ukraine, and the European those involved in Europe, is that doing the same thing?
I was hoping you would ask me that question.
Go ahead.
I was really hoping you would ask me that question.
All right.
Why do you think we haven't solved the Russia-Ukraine thing? You want to know why?
Do tell.
I'll give you the real reason. Because we have bigger fish to fry, and having Ukraine suck all these resources out of Russia for a number of years now has put Russia in a position where they really can't support Iran in any significant way. And Iran is a much bigger target for us, much more important, and certainly more important to our allies, particularly Saudi Arabia. While Saudi Arabia is saying, oh, you must stop, you must respect our Muslim brothers, right? Behind closed doors, they're telling Trump, kill those SOB Shiites for us, will you? Get them all. That's what's going on right now. And it's everybody thinks it's Israel that gets us in these wars. Let me tell you, there is a more powerful influence with the current administration, and it's not just Israel. Saudi Arabia is a big player, and they don't like Iran any more than you or I.
But is that a good thing, though? I mean,
yes.
All right, yes, because I got my look. I have problems with. Well, I got lots of problems, but I got problems with the Saudi government. I got problems with. I don't like anybody, okay, on the world stage or locally or family-wise. So there we go. All right. So continue.
The Saudis are a brutal regime.
Yeah,
yeah. They don't handle women in their country like we do. They treat them like cattle. I had on my college soccer teams, I was a trainer for. That's part of the way I paid my way through undergrad school. I had some athletic scholarships, and the money that I needed to live on, I worked as a trainer for the women's basketball team, the men's soccer team, the women's soccer team, you know, that sort of thing. And that's how I got some cash while I was in school. And I can tell you this, the Saudi Arabians that played on my college soccer, we had Saudi students, we had Kuwaiti students. One of our superstars was from Kuwait, and we called him Junior, and he had quads like a professional cyclist, and he could kick a soccer ball 80 yards. The guy just had a cannon for a leg, and he was a superstar in college. And we got to talk to those guys at length about politics in their country. And I remember him telling us a story about when his mother, biological mother, mouthed off to his biological father. And what he told us was that his father had a cooler in the basement of their home. It was a concrete box about 3 feet, 10 inches tall, and about 9 feet deep, and about 6 feet wide, and it had an iron gate over it. And when his mother would get rebellious and mouthy to his father would take her down there, throw her in this concrete box she couldn't even stand up in, and lock the door and leave her there and tell the servants to take her food twice a day and water three times a day. And he'd leave her down there for 3 or 4 days. And so you have to understand, these cultures are dramatically different than America. I think very chauvinistic. Women are like second class citizens, if not cattle.
But every time I've gone to New York City, I look at the lack of the buildings that once stood. I think of the 9/11 families, the victims of 9/11. In part, the Saudis were responsible. They had their fingerprints in 9/11, as did so many others. But let's think about Saudis right now. The victims' families, they filed a trillion-dollar lawsuit against the Saudi royal family. How many people have heard about that? Remember that? I mean, you have, but many people don't even have no idea that existed. I have problems with that. But okay, is this a case that we're making friends with the best of the worst, or what?
I don't blame the Saudis for 9/11.
Well,
I think you better look at some agencies, both Saudi Arabia, U.S. intelligence agencies, and some Israeli agencies.
100%
who was involved in all of that. And I don't pretend to defend the Saudi regime and their brutality, but I'll tell you what, they're businessmen. They're not screaming death to America. The Sunnis have gotten rid of the radical Shiites. They snuff them out like candles.
Because
they know it's bad for business.
Yeah.
That's no long-term way to live.
I just think back to wisdom. Bandar Bush, okay, Bandar Bush. You remember that moniker, Bandar Bush, in 9/11. But okay, all right. So I don't want to get too far astray here from what the points you're making. So continue, sir, without me interjecting. Go ahead.
Well, Trump did his deadline thing. He said we could hit Iran as early as Sunday. Okay. And usually when he does that, that means he's going to go Thursday or Friday. He says, yeah, we might be able to get to him as early as Sunday. And he's really planning on hitting him on Thursday or Friday.
So what the hell is that going to look like then when we do that?
Well, it's going to be a lot bigger operation than the most recent one where he got Maduro.
Right.
So you're going to have 10 times the assets, air and sea. You're going to have massive amounts of coordination from allies. You're going to see a much more prolonged. That's not going to be a 2-hour in and out type deal. It's going to be 2 to 3 weeks minimum, I suspect. Minimum of 10 days, and there's going to be a lot of damage done, and they're going to have people on the ground hunting some of these folks, and I hope they get them. The people that ordered and executed the orders to murder 30,000 human beings, I hope they get them.
I do as well.
I want their heads on a silver platter personally. When Christ, you go to the end of Matthew and you find the Great Commission in the Gospel of Matthew, you go there, therefore make disciples of men of all nations.
Mm-hmm.
Baptizing them, right?
Yep.
It doesn't say, Jesus just came to save the white people, or Jesus just came to save the Jewish people. It said, go and make disciples of Christ, of men of all nations. Well, a lot of Christian people in Iran. There's a lot of good people in Iran.
Yeah.
Okay. And they need some relief. I'm ready to give it to them.
So when do we start with Nigeria? Next, they're out there killing Christians on a wholesale level as well. So are we going to intervene there?
Well, we're going to have to deal with Iran first. Okay, Africa is a much bigger land, much bigger territory, much more complicated, much tougher terrain, much less developed. And there's some unique challenges to Africa, but actually, we've had teams over there mitigating that damage, believe it or not. It's not talked about. And the British have as well. Now, could we do more? I think we can, sure. But I think we're going to have to deal with Iran and Cuba first, and then Africa.
Okay.
I think that's the order that things are going to go down.
So kind of going back to your opening thoughts, that's the warm, fuzzy thing that you're feeling, or the improvements that you're seeing in the offing, that part of that is the strike, which will have collateral effects on, like you said, Cuba and other places. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we're also going to learn some things with Iran, because China has recently brought in some really high-tech weapon systems to Iran. And I hope this wasn't a mistake for Trump to allow them to bring that stuff in. But I think we may have the technology to turn that stuff off, make it completely ineffective and neutralize it. But we're going to find out for sure. You know, Maduro didn't have the latest and greatest weapons that were designed to defend against our stealth technology. But Iran does. So if we turn their stuff off, we walk into Iran and go get those bad guys, China is going to be shaking in their boots, because they sent some of the best stuff they had to Iran. And if we neutralize all of that and go in there and do our thing, China's going to know their technology is defenseless against ours. They're not going to think it is. They're going to know it is. And that will change the landscape significantly.
One would hope.
Now, could we lose an aircraft carrier to that technology? We could. Mm. Could we lose some men? See, we didn't lose anybody in the Maduro operation.
Right.
But we're going to lose some people in Iran. But the price is going to be heavy, but I think in the long run it'll be worth it. And you know, when I do a sanity check on a given thought process or a given line of strategic thinking, I take my phone out, I just pull this thing out, and I pull up a picture of my oldest grandson, Cameron. And I ask myself a question. If I wanted to give him the best opportunity I could, would I go with this strategy or would I pick another one? And it brings incredible clarity when you start to look at the long term and not just the near term. When you start to look at the quality of someone else's life, not just the economic rewards of your life.
That's what got us here in the first place. That short-sighted, limited vision.
Amen.
So, I agree.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Okay.
It's a good thing to weigh these things in different ways and spend time considering the options. Because we have the option not to do anything. What a lot of people don't realize is through Israeli intelligence and some of our own intelligence in Iran, we've uncovered a plot to drop nuclear weapons on the United States of America by Iran. Iran is an evil regime that was planning to destroy us with nuclear weapons.
Well, they've said as much, so
they weren't kidding. Expected.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say it publicly. It's another thing to have a trillion-dollar program to make it happen.
But what happened? Okay, so did we not in the last series of sorties, did we not destroy their nuclear capabilities, or was that just kind of a, we got some, not all, we got most, we got
a little bit? We set it back.
Okay.
Probably 10 to 16 months.
Right.
Delay their program. We didn't destroy it all. We got a good chunk of it, but we didn't get it all.
What do you see? And I have to ask this because, look, I really don't give a crap what the lunatic left thinks, but what do the more moderate, sane, rational people, if there are any left in the U.S., or throughout the West, what's the response going to be to a U.S.-led or U.S. solo operation against Iran? I mean, what's going to be the blowback?
It's going to be the typical thing. Oh, my God, another war. Trump promised to be the president of peace, and now he's starting a war with Iran. Well, you know what? Teddy Roosevelt asked an interesting question almost 100 years ago. And I think it's fascinating. And I'll give you a modern, I'll give you my modern version of it.
All right.
You walk into a small bathroom, you sit down on the toilet, and that's when you hear a funny noise. And you look down and you see a rattlesnake coiled up there, ready to strike. Now, the question I have is, do you have to let the snake bite you to know you're actually in danger? Yes or no?
Well, of course not.
Well, a rational person would say, no, I know that that's a rattlesnake. I recognize a rattlesnake when I see it. I know it has venom that's poisonous to me as a human being. And so I need to deal with this danger before it strikes my leg. Now, the Iranian situation, from a strategic perspective, is that flipping simple. When somebody says, we're going to destroy you with nuclear weapons, that's one thing. But when they say openly, we're going to destroy the evil Satan, the great Satan America, with nuclear weapons, and then they put trillions of dollars into a nuclear weapons program with long-range ballistic missiles and submarines they buy from the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, and hire the best nuclear scientists they can and bring a bunch of pay AQ Khan for a bunch of information, the Pakistani scientist that sold them nuclear technology and showed them how to get started. Okay, at some point you have to take the rattlesnake seriously. And we've waited way too long. You know, way too long.
This should have been handled back in 79, in my view, but.
Well, 80 when Reagan took office.
Yeah.
Carter wasn't capable of handling it. He didn't have the spine or the brains. You know, and everybody goes, oh, wait a minute. He was a nuclear engineer in the Navy. He was this. He was a really smart guy. He's one of the smartest presidents ever. Look, you can have a lot of book knowledge and still be a fool. Carter proved it.
Yeah.
You know, Carter proved it.
Stay in your lane. Peanuts. Stay in the great with peanuts, but sucked on everything else.
Well, I can tell you this. If Carter had stayed on the farm growing peanuts, this country would be a lot stronger today.
That I believe.
He defunded our human intelligence services. He defunded our air defense fighter network. Okay, he did a whole bunch of things that did irreparable damage to the safety and security of the United States. Carter's mistakes were unforgivable. And you know what he did with the money that he took from the intelligence agencies and our air defense fighter network? Created the teachers union.
Of course.
Right? And create and funded the Department of Education.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Boy, what a great, you know, folks, thinking about that now, wasn't that a great investment? Look at the quality of education the DOE has given us. Look at the output, the brains of the current students. Can't you just see it on every tic-tac-toe video and, you know, these, whatever those things are, the videos? Can't you just see
the return on investment? Look at the billions. Of dollars stolen from the American taxpayers by the teachers union. Look at the fact that from the time the Department of Education was formed until it was dismantled, we went from being first in the world in education to, what are we, 47th, 48th now?
Is it dismantled?
For the most part. It can be reconstituted, you know, with the swing of an election.
I mean, I'm sure there are judges out there who have to weigh in on everything and have to stop, you know, of course, among other things, stop the closure, stop the firing, stop the deportations. In fact, not just stop them, return the people that, you know, that were deported. So I guess we have to listen to the judges. Just saying.
I could tell you this. The Trump administration reversed a policy of the Obama administration. That and a smart judge. For years, veterans that have hired financial help to manage their finances, they're getting older, were denied gun rights because they were deemed incompetent and unsafe to own a gun if they couldn't do their own finances.
Uh-huh.
Which is actually a criminal violation of the Second Amendment. Well, that's right. Just been recently reversed. That happened this week. So
God, I found that veterans, gun now, owners of America. I found that out through them. So props to them.
Yeah, very good thing.
Yeah.
Now we just need to get rid of the NFA and get rid of Pam Bondi so we can get rid of the NFA. And then maybe we can move forward with some real rights in this country. Here's the thing that I really want to talk about. I sent Eric a slide of a case. And this case is before the Supreme Court. And Doug, God is my witness, this has monumental implications on the Bill of Rights and whether or not we'll even have a Bill of Rights moving forward. And if there it is, Chatry versus the United States.
Well, why have I not heard about this?
Because they don't want you to hear about it.
All right.
Okay. But this is before the Supreme Court. And this is a case where the police used geofencing and used your cell phone to monitor this guy without any warrants. No warrants signed by a judge. Okay, and this is hugely problematic because through geofencing, you can draw a little box around a gun store. You can draw a little box around a gun range. Okay, you can draw a little box around any area you want.
I've done that with the attempted assassination of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Used that very technology you're talking about. Well, not me personally. It was done for me, Eric, the tech, and others worked on that. So just saying. So I get what you're saying. Go on.
Well, keep in mind, our founding fathers were being harassed and searched by the British at will. And that's why we put in Fourth and Fifth Amendment protections into the Bill of Rights. But here's the thing. They take your privacy, your First Amendment, through this geofencing process. They don't need a judge's signature. They're doing it without any valid warrant.
Yeah, we had nothing. And I'll tell you what, the information is accessible if you have the right connections and the money.
And have Eric throw up the next slide I sent him. Because I want people to understand that this is just literally grown out of control. In 2018, Google, This is the most common people the cops go to. They had 982 geofence warrants, by the way, that weren't signed by a judge. 1 year later, that grew to over 8,000. In other words, it grew 750%. And it has continued to grow since 2018. But understand the power of this. They don't need to keep a gun registry if they can geofence you. They will know everyone that's walked into a gun store. They'll know everyone who goes to the gun range to shoot.
Right.
They'll know your politics. They'll know whether you own a gun or not. It's illegal under federal law for them to create a gun registry. But yet they're doing exactly that. And not just a registry on guns, a registry on who you support politically, a registry on where you go to spend your free time. I mean, it's unbelievable how offensive to the Bill of Rights this technology is. And if Eric will go to the next slide, we'll keep talking.
Man, okay. You know,
it's so dangerous. And Americans are like completely unaware of what's going on with this case.
Oh, I have to say the technology that's available is, it makes you feel seriously violated. If you Just from what we were able to get, Sam, I mean, the level of information with the degree of specificity, and then you resolve that to names, and you resolve that to first and second degree relationships. And I'm telling you what, it is damn scary. So continue, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I have an answer for this, but I want Eric to go to the next slide. Okay. In total, Google received over 20,000 geofence warrants in just 3 years, making up more than 20% of all warrants served on Google. Okay.
Wow.
These are just the numbers from Google, Apple, Lyft, Uber, and other companies. Okay. There are other companies other than these listed here. But every time you take an Uber, you take a taxi, you do anything with an Apple phone or a Google phone, you know, an iPhone or an Android, you're leaving a signature as to who you are. And it's unbelievable that they are allowed to search this. You know, back in the day, we needed a crime first, and then we needed a suspect, and then we needed probable cause, and then we needed to take that probable cause before a judge with the name of our suspect and let the judge determine whether a search was constitutionally allowed. And if he believes it was, he signs the affiant's application for a warrant, and the search happens. If the judge didn't believe that there was truly probable cause, he refused to sign the warrant and said, go get me more information. So that was the protection designed into the Bill of Rights. But I can tell you with this geofencing, Doug, that the Bill of Rights is dead.
Well, again, I know what I know. And I know that we did not need a warrant. And I would add this, the information. Now, not the core law enforcement only information, but a major part of that, a subset of that, is on the open market. If you have the money, and if you have, you don't even have to state the reason, but a lot of this is done for revenue generating purposes, ad revenue, ad generation. It's available out there for you. So, however, that's step above. What court would that go through for the warrants? Would that be a FISA court, or would that be just a normal
open? No, that would be, it doesn't go through a court. That's the problem.
Well, but if it should, it would
go through a district court.
That's okay.
If it was a state or local agency, it would go through a state court. If it was a federal agency, it would go through a federal district.
Got it. Okay.
But there's an answer. It's not that expensive. If you can get a really high quality Faraday bag, and before you leave your house, you stick your phone in that Faraday bag and you leave it in there until you visit the stores that you want to visit. And then when you get out of that store and drive a few miles away, if you want to take some phone calls or answer some messages, you pull your phone out of the bag, park in like some place that's innocuous, means nothing, like a Walmart, okay, or a grocery store, and you make your phone calls, answer your messages, send your texts, stick it back in the bag, and drive some more.
I got to tell you, Sam, I got a better idea. But Satellite Phone Store, by the way, does sell the highest quality Faraday bags. They also sell Faraday shirts and just a great number of excellent products. But I'll tell you what, here's what I do. I don't take my phone with me because, number one, it's unnatural. I don't want to talk to anybody anyway, which pisses people off because they try to get a hold of me, and you know, it's a hole. But I don't take it with me. But then you have the problem, too. Your vehicle is like a homing device for you. So I have disconnect the computer stuff, that if you can and if you know how, or better yet, get an older beater type vehicle that doesn't have that
level. You can pull the fuse on the OnStar system.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the easiest way to disconnect a lot of that stuff. Pull the fuse on your GPS system. The problem is a lot of women with kids, they're not going to leave their phone at home because they're afraid their child will have an emergency or have a problem and need to contact them.
And then get a Faraday bag. And if you can't afford it, take an old microwave and throw it in the back seat and throw your phone in there and be done with it, okay? There you go. I mean, just do something, will you? You can help yourself.
Yeah, there are answers to count. There are countermeasures for that, and they're not expensive. So, but I will tell you, Americans better wake up and they better start standing up, because we're about to lose the whole ball of wax when we, for the first time in my life, real health is available to the average person. Real technology is available to change your life for the better. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there. It's just incredible. And to see people have that taken away from them by criminals in the U.S. Senate and criminals in the drug companies, it just breaks my heart. I mean, the opportunities abound. Take advantage of them.
They do. But Sam, I ask this again, okay? It's almost as if we are in that abused spouse relationship. We haven't done jack shit, okay? The corrupt judges remain making horrible decisions with adverse national security implications. You've got corrupt politicians. We can't even get the flipping voting ID thing passed. And you got people locally, on the state level, county, state, local, federal, who are working actively against us. And then you got the dark money, Soros money, you got China money, you got all this money. And then you got this Muslim invasion. And then you got, just name this or that. So that's why I sit here today with all of this crap that's going on. I don't have warm fuzzies. In terms of technology, okay, I would much rather use my laptop as in place of a Manhattan phone book against somebody I really have to handle, as opposed to using it for anything else. Okay. I guess that what I mean to say is, right now we have let things go on too long, too far. You got the demons running around, you got kids disappearing, and you got these whack jobs out there protesting. You got judges out of control. You got a do nothing Pam Bondi, who's just absolutely useless. You got Cash Patel. I'd really like to know what the hell Cash Patel is doing. Now, look, some good things. I see some small changes, but ain't getting the job done, you know? So that's why I have a problem with where we're at. I'm not saying look, it would be much worse with anyone else. Sam, I'm not going to bitch anymore, but I'm just saying that's where I'm at. And if we don't get off our collective asses and start kicking some ass, start hanging some heads or putting some heads on stakes out there. Mm-hmm. And if we don't demand the government that we elect, if we don't demand from the government that has been installed for them to adhere to the Constitution, do their jobs, then it's going to have to be up to us. And it's going to get really ugly. And I don't want to live in a world like that. But I'm not afraid to. Let's do it while we're young.
If we allow this geofencing, warrantless search stuff to continue, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our republic is doomed. Because they will use this technology to take our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights. Mark my words, they'll use this technology to do it. Now, the other thing I want to say is all the people that say, oh, Sam, you're being an alarmist, you're being this or that. Let me remind you, there were over 1,500 Americans who were prosecuted, convicted, and jailed on January 6th.
Yep.
And you want to know what evidence they used to prove that they were criminals? Geofencing evidence from their own phones. You know, they could never prove I was there through geofencing, because I didn't bring my phone.
Gee.
It's like God whispered in my ear, you can leave your phone here in the hotel in Virginia. That's good. Right? I mean, my men and I, we use walkie-talkies. We use comms that we brought. We didn't use cell phones. And so, you know, but keep in mind, don't tell me this is nothing, because over 1,500 people spent more than 2 years in jail for committing no crimes. And their main piece of evidence was the geofencing evidence that placed them at a location at the wrong day, on the wrong day.
Precisely. And that's come out in the court documents. Is the use. Now, with respect to the case that you referenced, and folks, I would urge you to look this up or write this down. It is, what is it? Chartrie? Chartrie. Okay. VUS or USV, Chartrie or whatever. No, Chartrie versus United States. Okay. So here's the bottom line sentence. The U.S. Supreme Court, which granted a cert on, January 20th of this year, in that it's docketed as 25-112. You can look that up. So here's the bottom line sentence. This case is part of a circuit split as the Fifth Council or the Fifth Circuit in the U.S. V. Smith reached the opposite conclusion. I'll go on. However, the Supreme Court's decision will likely reshape the legal framework for digital surveillance and law enforcement use of location data henceforth.
Oh yeah, it's going to affect the cameras, everything. This case is going to have far-reaching effects.
I didn't even realize it existed.
Look at this latest slide. In one case, in Carpenter, 127 days of cell tower data required a warrant in Carpenter. So the question is, and this is a question I'm posed to everybody, how can a geofence warrant that searches 592 million accounts at Google without a single identified suspect, how can that survive constitutional scrutiny? And the easy answer is it cannot. So the Supreme Court is either going to destroy the Bill of Rights in this one case with their decision, or they're going to uphold it. And I don't know which is going to happen. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure what they'll do.
Well, the fact that we don't know about it right now, again, tells me we have some issues. We have to be paying attention to this particular case. When is a decision expected? I know that might be a premature question to ask given the status, but when is,
I would expect right before the summer break.
All right.
You know, they could drag this out into the fall, but I don't think they will. I mean, this is just horrendous stuff. I mean, and when you think about how they use technology to completely circumvent the Fourth Amendment and attack the First and Second Amendment, and that's what they've done, and they're doing it by the millions. Keep in mind, a lot of people say, oh, they only do that in murder cases and rape cases. No, that's not true. I can show you examples of this process, geofencing process, used by law enforcement to find somebody's stolen tires. $800 theft.
Yeah.
They're using it for all kinds of stuff, and they'll use it whenever they want. And they'll use it for political ends, not for legal or justice ends. And that's why we've got to stand up for the Fourth Amendment, because they'll use this.